Definitely don't take a diagnosis and just ignore it and just say you're healed. And yes, you want to believe that you have healing, but you also want to do what live in the reality that you are suffering with something, and that God has put things in place to be able to help you and to help you to heal. So there's things that you could do, and trust God in those things.
Number five, learn to refresh your faith and connect with God on a daily basis. I've already talked about this. You must refresh your faith. Your faith must be active and vibrant on a daily basis. What do I mean? We talked about this already. Be God conscious. God has to be front and center. Know who you are in Christ. Call out your day. I've already talked about this. See, what do you want your day to be like? How do you want your day to end? When you start out your day, what do you expect? Are you following me? If you want your day to be fulfilling, if you want your day to be present with the full of God, the fullness of God, you have to get up every morning, like I said, and say, God, I'm believing you that today I'm going to have a good day. I'm believing you that today my organs will perform to its fullest. You call things that be not as though they are. We talked about that already. I call this putting on your medicine every day. Put on humility. Rejoice in the Lord always. This is Philippians 4:4-6. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about everything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. We know this scripture. So when you get up in the morning, do you begin with rejoicing? I talked about how you put on your spiritual boundaries. You get up every day, you call out your day. Today, I'm expecting a good day. I get up every morning, like I said earlier, I say, Lord, today is going to be a great day because you are with me. Lord, what are we doing today? Who are we going to pray today to receive healing? I talk to God like that. God, you know what? I'm ready because you are with me. If there's somebody in my path that needs healing, we're going to do it. And be sensitive to God. Today, I'm going to have strength. Today, I'm going to rejoice. Today, I'm not going to be upset at the person who cut me off in traffic. Today, I'm favored. Today, I'm going to live in your goodness. Today, my body is going to bow the knee to the name of Jesus. Today, my immune system will respond because I'm calling upon you, God. Today, my heart is going to work perfectly because you are in me, I am in you. Today, my colon will work perfectly. No cancer, no germs have come close to my body because you are in me, I am in you. That's how I put my boundaries every day. I just do it like that. That's my prayer. And guess what? It happens. It happens. I will come back in the evening and say, God, this was a great day. God, all these patients that I saw, that I pray for them, this is you, God. And I'll have my patients tell me, wow, there's a glow about you. You're joyful. That's not me. I invite the Holy Spirit. That's walking in divine health. As I'm doing those things, I'm strong. It's beautiful. Are you guys getting this? That's how you do it.
So something I took from the conference today was Dr. Ruth talked about deception. And for me, that was something that really jumped out about when it comes to preventative care and just creating a better lifestyle for yourself. Because, you know, I've lived in the church life for over 30 years. And one thing that you really don't think about when you're considering what's holding up blessings in your life or what's holding up healing in your life is that you've lived with some deceptions. And mainly what that is believing something about God that isn't necessarily true, but it's been such a mainstream topic about God, you know, that maybe God's withholding something from you because of something that you've done or something that you've done or something that's been done in your family, things like, you know, generational curses and things being held against you. But knowing that God is good, knowing that God is faithful and that, you know, he wants to remove those deceptions from your mind and from your heart, more importantly, to open up avenues for him to heal you, for him to be good to you, and for you to recognize that he's just always been that way. And when we remove those deceptions, it's like we're seeing God for the first time, who he really is, a good and faithful and loving father. And that's what I got from the conference.
Praise the Lord. I am Dr. Ruth. Today we are offering my testimonial book, Healed by the Stripes of Jesus, a true story of God's unconditional love and grace. This book shares my testimony, how I was diagnosed with metastasis colon cancer over 14 years ago, moving to 15 years, and how through the grace of God, I received divine healing and I am walking in divine health today. So this book will bless you. If you know somebody who is struggling with a disease, get this book. Even if you're not struggling with a disease right now, get this book to be prepared. It's all scriptural, it's all from God's word. So get this book to help you to get a deeper revelation, how to receive healing, how to walk in divine healing. And it comes to us as a donation when you purchase this from our website. We are going to have the link in the description box for you to get a copy today. But if you live overseas, please get it from Amazon. And friend, hundreds of people have been transformed by the teaching of healing in this book, and I know that you will be blessed by this book. So get a copy today. Then we are also offering my book on faith to receive God's promises, how the Lord taught me about growing in faith and focusing on him and how to live by faith. So this is another book we are offering today, Faith to Receive God's Promises. You can also get this from our website, or if you live overseas, you can get it from Amazon. These two books, Healed by the Stripes of Jesus and Faith to Receive God's Promises, will really help you to grow in your faith walk with the Lord and to receive his promises. So friend, we thank you in advance for visiting our website to get these products that will help us to advance God's work. Thank you.
And she goes into talking about letting the physical aspect of being, which is what we always gravitate to, go and deal with the spiritual. So that is the, a lot of times people have this perceptive thought process, which the way they see things, they go by sight, you know, and not what is actually deep inside. So the ministry, it was really good. I'm glad that I came.
Number six. You know what? Before I get to number six, this is obvious. Laughter is good medicine. Laugh more. Number six, focus on God's nature. If you cannot do these things I'm talking about, you don't know how to do them, just focus on two things about God. The love of God, I talked about that. God loves you. God is faithful. No matter what you are doing that is not working, at least physically, just remember that God is faithful. Do you believe this? Do you believe that God loves you? If you don't know nothing about God, you just hang on to those two qualities of God, you're fine. That's really all you need. That's all I needed when I was fighting cancer. Okay, God loves me. God is faithful. His word works. If you just hang on to that, no matter how bad things are, even when you go to the doctor, they give you a bad report, you walk out of there, God is able. God is faithful. You'll be amazed how your mind will start to switch. This is minor, but it's profound. It works. But the problem is that we forget and we want the supernatural. We want to hear an audible voice. We want to hear, thou say the Lord, you are healed. We want to get an epiphany. But you see, with God, we walk by, not by sight. You don't need to feel it. You won't feel it. You just have to believe it. It works. When you start to believe it and acting, you're going to start to feel it. It's the other way around. If you're waiting for a feeling, forget it. Number 7, never give up. Ooh, glory to God. Satan will fight you. Your flesh will fight you. It's going to be a struggle. Never give up. When you're having these symptoms and you're screaming, oh, Lord, why am I having all these symptoms? You just like do the things I've talked about. Never give up. Symptoms are signals that something is off. So you need to act quickly. And how do you act quickly? You don't ignore them. When you're having symptoms of a disease, never ignore them. Never ignore them in the name of God. That's stupidity. Because symptoms are telling you a type of truth, but it's not the ultimate truth. What are symptoms? Headache, body aches, constipation, you can't sleep, fever. Something is off. You need to confront that thing head on and say, God, what is this? You have to say, Lord, I'm going to receive my healing. Speak to your organs. You ask God quickly, what is the problem? And you slow down. Don't rush to go take some medicine. Something is wrong. Don't ignore it. The worst thing you can do is ignore it and God will walk. If you can, take time for about an hour and just quiet yourself in front of God. God, what's wrong with my body today? What's something is off. You know, I was talking to a friend who was having these symptoms. The lady I said couldn't be here. She was just having this minor heartburn, and the mistake she made, she started popping pills. And guess what happened? She ended up popping pills for 2 years. And finally, she was at my healing conference last year. She got the revelation that she can ask God to tell her what's wrong with her body. And she started talking to God. And she said, Dr. Ruth, one day, God just told me, coffee. She didn't know, she's just with wisdom, she just stopped coffee. And you know what? Her symptoms gone till today. It's as simple as that. Coffee. But she had taken medications for 2 years. It wasn't working. And she was already suffering from side effects of the medications. Has she just gone to God? Say, God, tell me what's wrong. God will reveal it to you.
Well, I thank God for being here, first of all. And I thank God also for using Dr. Root as a vessel of His word. Her teachings are quite precise and it's quite uplifting to every soul that came today. I'm pretty much, very much gratified to be here today.
We are only able to produce these programs because of regular financial support from viewers like yourself. So would you prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner with us? As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and monthly giving will enable us to produce more programs like this one and make it possible for us to get into more television stations, thereby reaching more people with the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Becoming a partner is really easy. Simply visit our website at drruthtanyi.org and sign up there. Or if you prefer, you can email, write, or call us. Also, consider helping us with a one-time donation as you are led by the Lord. We would greatly appreciate that. Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means all of your donations are 100% tax deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your prayers, consideration, and donations, and we believe that God will bless you back abundantly. And remember to visit our website and obtain your copy of the Spiritual Warfare audio CD teaching and the book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? How to Excel in Your Identity in Christ.
God will. It's a process. Number 8, change is from within. Be patient. I've talked about that. It works. Remember my story? It was 5 years for me. I fell sick every day. I refused to give up. And there is something that's called neuroplasticity, which means that the body, the brain, has the ability to reroute new patterns so you can think differently. So when you're going through this, just know that God has designed your body in such a way that new habits are being formed. Like the habits I had 15 years ago, I can't even imagine I was living that way. I had great physical habits, exercising and all that, but my spiritual habit was lacking. I wasn't spending as much time with God as I am today. I was a Christian, but then when cancer struck, I developed spiritual discipline. That's what many people miss, spiritual discipline. I developed that. So as I developed that during cancer, like I'm telling you guys, I got up first thing in the morning, I talked to God. I stepped my foot down, I talked to God. I talked to God as my friend. God, what are we doing today? Who are we going to heal today? Who are we going to pray for today? God, I'm going to have favor today. I just talked to God like that. I developed all these spiritual habits fighting cancer. And because God has created the brain in such a way that it can create pathways for new habits, my body is so wired that way that when I get up in the morning, I don't start my day with God, or I drive, I don't talk to God, the spirit starts to tell me that something is wrong. My spirit will start to say, I'll just feel uncomfortable. Because my body has created new wiring, that's how I function now. Are you getting this? So whatever you want to do, whatever spiritual habits you want to develop, know that through the process of neuroplasticity, your brain has the capability to rewire itself so that new habits had formed, the old habits are dead. Which is why when we train people as a lifestyle doctor to start this lifestyle habit, we tell them that you have to replace it with something. You got to replace the new with something. Otherwise, you're not giving the brain the ability to create new pathways. So for some of you today, maybe you have to retrain your brain to talk to God more as your friend. Maybe you have to retrain your brain to release life into your body. Maybe you have to retrain your brain to go to God first versus calling somebody else to pray for you when you're attacked. Maybe you have to train your brain to be God-dependent, that dependent on people. And this is another deception. Christians think that if they pull a bunch of people and they pray, that's when God answers. Lies. God answers you alone. He answered me. He can do the same for you. Be consistent. Number 9, we're almost done. Be consistent. God is consistent. Be consistent in whatever you do. Don't quit easily. The problem with many Christians, they give up. And they are not consistent. They do something today for 1 week, it feels good. They gratify their flesh. Next week, they quit. Forget it. Be consistent and be persistent and be enduring. Because you have the Spirit of God in you. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Patience, long-suffering. You can do it. Don't give up. Don't settle for less. Don't look for quick fixes. Quick fixes don't work. In the spiritual realm, what are quick fixes? Just lay hands on me and pray for me, I'll be healed. That's a quick fix. But then guess what? I tell people, when I pray for you, Satan is afraid of me. Because I come in the power and the light of God. Satan, the Bible teaches us that during Jesus' ministry, the demons, they were afraid when Jesus appeared. Well, guess who I have inside of me? Jesus Christ. When I appear, Satan is afraid. I come with Christ and in his power. So, you cannot give up. So you have God in you. You cannot settle. You cannot settle. When I pray for you, you receive it, you go home, what happens? It comes again. It comes again. You know why? Because many people are not doing these things I'm talking about. And because Satan knows that you are operating off of my faith, not your faith. So guess what? Which explains why a person can come to a meeting like this, receive healing. By the time they get into their car, their symptoms come right back. because they were looking for a quick fix. You've seen this a lot. They're looking for a quick fix. They are too impatient. They haven't taken the time to train their soul, to have the word of God take root in their hearts. Okay, last one, rest. When you do everything you do, you rest. Like a farmer, I talked about this parable of the growing seed, Mark 4, 26 through 29. When you plant the word of God in your soul, you have to trust that that word is perfect and that word works. When a farmer plants a seed, that farmer doesn't go every day to dig up the seed to see if it's growing. Do they do that? No. They plant a seed and they trust the process of what? Time. In your life, you take that perfect word of God. Perfect. Is that same word of God that enable you to be born again? Why can't you trust it to transform? It's that same word of God. Nothing has changed with the word of God. You take that perfect seed, that incorruptible seed, you speak it over your soul. You trust the process. That process there requires faith. The process is faith. Say, so God is working. You don't have to see it. You don't have to feel it. It's working. Because God is what? Faithful. God is not a man that he should lie. God is what? Consistent. God is what? Just. God is what? Impartial. You say, this is going to work. And then eventually you see the harvest, the manifestation. You rest. You rest. You don't worry about it. You don't keep talking about it. You fertilize it with prayer of faith.
I'm so happy to be here today. I'm so happy that I came. It was so awesome. Pastor Ruth was just... Dr. Ruth was just ready to pour into us God's love for us. And what is going on in society today, where people are listening to the media and not consulting God first, not going to God first. Instead, they're just listening to the media and running with that instead of trusting God. Pastor Dr. Ruth, she's like a pastor. She preaches God's words. She knows God's word. So I keep forgetting she's Dr. Ruth. However, Dr. Ruth poured it into us today of God's love for us. And what I take away today is to not get weary. Whatever is going on in my life, I am to focus on his promises. I'm to focus on his love. I'm to focus on his, and to be consistent, because he is a God of consistency. He's a God of compassion and determination, and he can do all things. And I'm not to lean on what other people say and my own understanding. I'm to lean on his promises and to trust him.
Yes, the ministry was just very uplifting. It's my first time here, and I'm glad my friend Fidel brought me here today to listen to the ministry, to the preaching of Dr. Ruth. I was very good. I recommend it for anyone that really wants to hear the word of, you know, God healing.
Interested in learning about your health from a holistic approach? Then we have what you need, the Biblical Preventive Health Magazine with Dr. Ruth. This quarterly magazine focuses on addressing your health from a holistic approach, mind, body, and spirit. You have heard what medicine has to say about a host of diseases plaguing people today, but do you know what the Bible says? In this magazine, you will learn how to view your health from a biblical perspective and how to incorporate practical medical lifestyle remedies and biblical solutions to overcome diseases. Don't be confused anymore with all the conflicting information out there about health. Obtain this magazine and become equipped with accurate, holistic health information from true and experienced professionals. Receiving your healing from the Lord, boosting your immune system, changing behaviors, and adopting lifelong healthier habits, incorporating healthy eating daily, attaining wholeness of the mind, body, and spirit, using medications and supplements wisely, plus much more. This magazine is unique, and you can only obtain it through us by visiting our website, drruthtanya.org. Get a copy of each edition today, or you can subscribe to it annually.
These things work. This principle will work not just for healing. They will work for finances. They will work for relationships. They will work for wayward child. They will work for marriage. They will work for everything you want and you want to receive from God, because these principles are God's laws. And God is no respecter of persons. This is how I live my life. It's working for me. It will work for you if you believe and you receive it. Do you receive this in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Amen. In conclusion, keep this scripture, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. What is that power in you? What's that power? Power of the Holy Spirit, power of faith, power of knowing that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. So these principles will work for you. They will work 100% because they're working for me. I'm a living testimony. If I can receive healing from cancer, and I'm working cancer-free, disease-free, almost 15 years later. Last year, I got attacked with COVID. I fought it off in 3 days. My oxygen was 79. I could not breathe. But I stood by these same principles. I had gone to the lab. There was COVID. I stood by this principle. I went back 4 or 5 days later. It says could not be detected. I get attacked all the time. I just stood by this principle. If it work for me, it will work for you, because God is no respecter of persons. Do you receive this today?
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all those who have received this word and for all those who had to leave, that the seed has been planted, that their lives will be transformed. We will receive testimonies from this. We give you all the glory, your faithful God, your word never returns void. But I thank you that you're taking us home safely, and we are blessed today and forevermore. In Jesus' name, everybody says,
amen.
Hey, Bible students. Study the Bible with Dr. Ruth daily through her audio Bible teaching podcast program, which is a book-by-book, chapter-by-chapter, verse-by-verse teaching throughout the Bible, focusing on major principles and teaching you how to apply them into your life. Understand the true nature of God. Learn simple and practical ways to apply God's word into your life and expect godly results. Grow in your relationship with God. Disciple others, plus much more. These Bible teachings continue to change countless lives daily. Some call it practical, an easy way to study God's word. Others call it enjoyable, easy even for children to understand. Become grounded as a student of God's word. Listen to this audio Bible teaching program at your convenience, anytime, anywhere, and learn simple and practical ways to apply God's word into your life. The Bible teaches that only the doers of God's word receive the blessings. So sign up for this Bible teaching program today and learn how simple it is to become a doer of God's word. Subscribe to it today, or order one or even several books of the Bible on a USB flash drive, and start walking in God's blessings.